A half hour from now, former New Jersey Governor John Corzine testifies at a congressional hearing about his failed brokerage firm, MF Global. $1.2 billion in customer funds are still missing from when the firm went bankrupt more than a month ago. Corzine released his testimony ahead of the hearing, saying, quote, "I simply do not know where the money is." Joining us now, Michael de la Merced, reporter for The Deal Book at our partner, The New York Times. Good morning, Michael.
Good morning.
He doesn't, in this statement, say who does know where the money is. He literally gives absolutely no idea whatsoever at what happened to $1.2 billion.
Well, that's right. He is not expected to. He basically said that he won't be taking the fifth, but he will try to answer lawmakers' questions as best he can. But no one really expects him to give any sort of particularly deep or piercing insights into what exactly happened with that $1.2 billion or so.
And at this point, there are a number of federal authority agencies investigating this, including the FBI. If the money stays missing, could there be charges?
It remains to be seen. What people have told the New York Times is that basically the longer time goes without the money appearing, the worse it looks for folks like Corzine. But at this point, it's still not clear whether this rises to the level of criminal charges or civil charges. It's still a lot of things remain unknown.
That's Michael de la Merced, reporter for The Deal Book at our partner, The New York Times. Thanks, Michael.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, the New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for the New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.